Deb Pearson. And just from some of the things that I've heard say, and hopefully I can remember because I didn't write down any notes, but when we had a one-on-one meeting with, can't remember his name, he's the guy that, he's for the data center and that works for the county and does the...
Gunion.
Is it Gunion? He works, he does the, some of the water planning and that.
Okay, that's for the city, not the county.
Well, he's a utility.
He's a utility person, anyway.
Still the city.
But what this can do, if it doesn't get approved on the one side, the bigger one, it can go over to the city and they can build a smaller one on the city. And at the last meeting, you guys said that it would be talked about in this meeting because I was here at the last meeting. And it was said that it would be brought up. And I don't know if you have minute notes or not, but I do remember them saying that it would be talked about at this meeting. But we have, how do you get 35,000 people in here to tell you they don't want a data center? I've been going around and getting some signatures from people, and you wouldn't believe the people in this town that do not know anything about a data center. I've seen signs, I don't know what it means. They're working, they have their everyday lives going on, and they do not know what it is, what it's about. Nobody's, other than what you see on Facebook, it's not being talked about. This last couple weeks, I've been looking and I'm not seeing anything. I've joined Franklin Facebook pages to find out what Franklin did to keep it out, and I've been following some of the other counties with White County. They have these groups of people that are a force going out and they're talking about it in their areas. It's not happening here. Nobody from your side, the other side, nobody's talking about it. And the ones that do find out about it and you give them and tell them the sources to look, say, well, they don't want that. So somehow, you know, at one of the meetings, and one of the meetings with Justin, he had said he didn't really care to investigate about it because he was against it, you know, which, hey, I was for that. But what I did tell him at the meeting at the senior citizens place was that you have to learn about it so you know what you're fighting against. And that's what I've done myself. I've had to educate myself. When I first heard about the data center, I have tried to educate myself on what the data center is, what it's going to do, and all the aspects. And I'm still coming up that they're negatives. In Hamilton, Ohio, where Doug lives, and what they're doing, he didn't want to talk about it at his meeting that he had out here, but they're fighting it. They don't want it. You know, he's not going to tell us that. He wanted to talk about the one at Cincinnati or someplace. He's not talking about it. Okay, but that's what I wanted to say, that, you know, we need to have something where people can learn about this and know that, and not just whitewash it. Because
I want you to know that that's exactly what we're saying to you as commissioners, and me in particular. I want to find out both sides. So from the beginning, I have said that I need time to do my research and to do it right for both sides of the table, whether it's one way or the other. And at this point, I don't want to whitewash anything. So it went to the city and then it came to the county. Now it's talking about going back. I can't tell you what the city's doing. I'm worried about the county and what we do. I can tell you that I don't do Facebook. I don't do the concerned citizens. So if you're listening to those dates and stuff, you're listening and watching the wrong dates. You need to watch our agenda because we will post it when we're going to talk about it and the meeting. It has not once been said that we're going to have a meeting today about it or previous. We said from the beginning that we're going to take our 90 days to do our research. And when that changes, I will personally see that it gets on the agenda.
You did say the 90 days, but what was also said was that it wasn't going to be discussed until he was here and then it would be discussed.
That's true, yes. And last meeting.
And you didn't answer her question, like, where is he at? This is what you guys get paid for. I'm assuming you get paid to be here at these meetings and to conduct them. And when you don't come to the meetings, it's just like Congress taking off and having several weeks worth of vacation.
Well, first
and
of
getting
all,
paid for it. I mean,
at this meeting, we will function without him, and we'll make all the decisions that are necessary one way or the other. This decision was not meant to begin with, so he is not missing anything, because I hope sometime in the near future we will have that discussion and we'll go from there. But at today's meeting, we'll take care of all of the business that the county needs to do just by the two of us. It takes two of us to make a decision, and there are two of us are here.
But
so we're not hurting the county at all.
Elected? Why is he not here doing
this? I can't.
Job?
I do not know the reason.
He didn't tell
could
you.
Could be an illness. Could be. I have no clue. So, and
that's
it's not
sad.
Up to me to ask.
When I was working, I could not show up. I could not just not go because my job was an
I appreciate what you're saying.
Job.